Luciano Rahal is with us. He is the club director for NASA Esports. Luciano, it's nice to meet you.
The pleasure is all mine, guys. Thank you very much for having me here.
Well, look, I am, like any parent, concerned if my son is on PlayStation too long at the weekend, but you're going to put forward, I think it's reasonable to say, that perhaps I should be encouraging him to spend more time online playing games.
Well, I mean, it really depends how you want to see it. If you're looking at it from a professional point of view, such as esports, then yes, absolutely, but there's going to be a lot of time that needs to be devoted into it. It's similar like going to a work 9 to 6. So for instance, Nasser Esports, we're a club. We have 4 different divisions. We foster several talents in the region, and there's a lot of talented young kids here, and we give them the opportunity to go on an international level and compete for huge prize pools. And to do that, they need to put a lot of effort into it. They need to practice. They need to. It's not about just sitting in front of a machine and play for 6 hours and get a backache. No, they have to follow specific nutrition. They have to exercise, because at the end of the day, it's a lot about strategy. You know, how you think, which decision you're going to make, and most of the time you have less than a second of reaction. So there's a lot of effort. It's an actual career. And it's quite highly rewarded. I mean, the industry worldwide is valued at $900 million at the moment and expected at $1.2 billion by next year.
So this is, for anybody listening now thinking, well, what is this? How can I get a slice of this pie? This is gaming, and gaming for money. And lots of parents will have seen kids on, I don't know, an iPad or something, and watching people game.
High-quality
gaming events online. And this is what people are doing now. I mean, to me, to my generation, I look at that and think, not so sure. But actually, there's an awful lot of money in this, if you're any good.
Yes, a lot of money, actually. I mean, you were mentioning streaming and people watching it on online. 73% of the value of esports is coming from advertising and sponsorship. And people are paying a lot of money to watch it. There's a game where you have 91 million users watching the game on a daily basis. There's a tournament coming up in August, and the prize pool is around $36 million.
Okay, so if you know, you've probably heard that from your parents, you know, don't sit on the computer all day long because it's not going to get you a job when you grow up. But seriously, if you're at home and you are quite good at computers, how do you know that you're good enough at gaming to make this into a career? Not just quite good and you can beat your friends. How do you know that you're good enough at gaming to sort of look at this and see, could I do this as a job?
Well, there's several ways to look at it. So usually most games, they have an in-game system or an in-game ranking. And you know, if you're in the top 10 ranking worldwide, you are definitely good at that game. There's that side of things, but there's also the community. And the good thing about esports, that it's a very heavy community-driven community. And the community will always back you up. And if they notice that there's someone that goes beyond expectation in terms of how he plays or the things that he creates, they will automatically flag him out. And the online world, and I mean, we've all seen the trends and social media and these kids as well, how good they are with technology. They're just catching extremely fast. There's a lot of beautiful success stories.
Well, you've got some of those here, haven't you? I mean, you're based here in Dubai. You've got a roster of, what is it, 14?
Around 14 players, yes, correct. Four divisions.
Okay, so it's 4 different teams. So they compete in things like Mortal Kombat, I guess most people will have heard of, FIFA, the football game, lots of people, and other games as well.
Yep.
I just can't get past that this is actually a potential career for people. I'm looking at some of the stuff you sent through today. We've got, is it Adil? Adil Anoush?
Yeah.
Middle East Street Fighter prodigy, Saif Haddad, 2016 Middle East Regional FIFA champion. But these two guys could be doing this as a career for a finite period, though, because reaction times are not going to last forever, are they?
Well, yeah, I mean, they say around once you hit 24 years of age, your reaction speed starts going down, but you always have the exceptions, you know, the 1, 2, 3 extremely good players. I mean, one of the latest success stories actually happened last week is one of our players, we call him Tekken Master, just came back from Chicago for Combo Breaker. And he's had this beautiful Cinderella story where last year he was an absolute nobody going to Evo, which is in Vegas, which is considered like the Olympics of fighting games. And he gets there, had to go through everyone, goes to the loser bracket and reaches the finals and plays against an undefeated monster and gets second place. And ESPN, everyone just called him up. And he became the champion of Bahrain. People look up to him now there as a role model. So it's a lot of beautiful stories like that. behind that sport.
Is it difficult for you talking to the parents of these? Because some of these guys are quite young. My son's 14, so I suppose they're at that kind of age bracket. But when you're talking to the parents saying, look, your son is actually really good at this, and this could actually become a thing. This could be a career, potentially.
Yes,
it's hard. I guess it's hard to come.
It is. It's extremely hard, especially for the region here, where the mentality is still set towards I want my my son to be a doctor or a lawyer, and to go to for instance, some of my players in Saudi, to go to the parents and try and convince them to, you know, let him continue his studies. Obviously, education is extremely important because, you know, that has a time period that how long you're going to play video games, but give him the chance to go out there and compete, and you'll see the rewards.
And do you have any women on the team so far?
Well, surprisingly enough, the coach of our League of Legends team is a woman from Denmark, and she is one of the best League of Legends women players out there. But yeah, I mean, the ratio overall is around 18% female, but the audience is pretty mixed.
Yeah, it's closer to 60-40 is the audience.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's difficult to get your head around a little bit, but did you have coaches?
Yes.
So you have nutrition advice for the team members. So this is essentially a sport. There's lots of people campaigning to get gaming recognized as a sport because it's lucrative, because you need skill, and because of the dedication you're putting into it. Do you feel it should be a sport?
Well, I mean, I've been asked this question many times. Do you think chess is a sport? If you think chess is a sport, then video gaming should be a sport as well. It is about strategy, the right decision, the wrong decision. In 1 second, you can make a wrong decision that would cost you $250,000. That is, for me, a very, very hard decision to make, and a lot of pressure with the audience. But, you know, we add the E next to it because it is electronic sports.
Okay. It's a big deal internationally. You've outlined some of the figures there. 36 million at a tournament is enormous. How big is it in this region?
So worldwide, obviously, Asia is the number one, then followed by North America and then Europe. The region here is still progressing. Some of the best talent around the world actually comes out of this region. The best player in Dota, for example, is a Jordanian. The best player in Street Fighter at the moment, well, he's not the best, he's the second best in Europe, comes from Abu Dhabi, which is Adel. So there's a lot of talent, but it's an untapped market, and that is due to the publishers themselves, the game developers. They still yet to perfect the scene in the Western world, so you know, this region will come next. But it's growing. It's growing very fast. And you see a lot of brands here that are actually investing heavily behind teams and you know, sponsoring the teams, like any football club, you know, with the jersey will have a sponsor.
Yeah.
So it's moving in the right direction. Much, much slower than it should be, but it's moving in the right direction. I reckon within the next 2 years, it will be as big as Europe.
There's something. We're going to get you back within 2 years, Luciano, and see what's happened there exactly. Luciano Rahel is club director for NASA Esports. It's an esports club based here in Dubai. Been really good to talk to you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much, guys. It's been a pleasure.